And it is a special occasion today because this is live from Studio A, and joining us today is Cloud Cults. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And hi, Craig.
Hi.
Craig's sitting on the floor here, so I have to look up to see him, look over the console. Craig Minowa, do you want to introduce the rest of the band here? You guys are in town to play the Bridge Festival, MCCU, Twin Ports Bridge Festival, which is happening down at Bayfront Park tonight. Will you introduce the bands that you have in the studio?
Surely. We're all cuddled up here nicely. We have Shannon Fried Rubin over here on violin. Right close next to her is Daniel Zamzow on cello. And on flanking my other side is Jeremy Harvey, and he's playing some hand percussion and glockenspiel. He's normally the drummer. And we've got Sean Neary, and he's playing glockenspiel and trombone and banjo in the studio here, and plays bass on stage too. And then Sarah Perbeck's over here on keyboard.
Well, thanks so much for making this work today. And of course, a couple members missing today, which are the painters, because that doesn't tend to go over well on the radio. So, and I'm not sure where we would have put them. But of course, you have Connie and Scott, right?
Yeah, and we've actually tried, we've done a couple of radio sessions where they've been in the studio painting at the same time.
Wonderful.
Yeah, oddly enough.
That's great. I bet that was, well, you know, you can post pictures on the internet now.
Yeah.
So. Well, not only are you playing the Bridge Fest tonight, you'll be back in the area a week from today at the Big Top Chautauqua. So if people aren't able to go tonight, or if they just want to check out both shows, there's an option for you. Well, we have so much stuff to talk to you guys about. It's been a while since you've been here, but why don't we get started with a song? What did you want to start with, Craig?
We're going to do You're the Only Thing in Your Way from our last studio album, Love. Drive. Baby, drive till your trouble's gone. Run, baby, run until it all goes numb. You are the wind, the flood, and the flame. Nothing you can get in your way. You've come too far to care what they say. You're the only thing in your way. You're the only thing in your way. Fly, baby, fly. Nothing can get you down. Sing, baby, sing until it all comes out. You are the wind, the flood, and the flame. Nothing you can get in your way. You've come too far to care what they say. You're the only thing in your way. You're the only thing in your way. You're the only thing in your way.
Cloud Cult, live from Studio A. You're the only thing in your way. Well, as I said, it's been a while since you guys have been here, so lots of stuff to talk about. Probably too much to talk about. So we'll just go back to the last time you were in town. You were here for the Unplugged tour. So after the Love album, which is your last studio album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you did Unplug. And that was kind of, you did acoustic versions of some of your back catalog. What inspired that? What made you want to do that?
I think our stage show was starting to get really complicated, and so there were a couple of times that we had rehearsal and recording sessions in Viroqua, Wisconsin, which is where our Earthology record studio is now. And we would just unplug and go out to the woods or go by the campfire, and there was just a strong sense of rooting and freedom that came with just unplugging everything. And so we started working up a full set of songs in that vein, and it's a pretty big contrast from the usual Cloud Cult show, since we usually have a lot of electrified stuff and samples and computers and all sorts of things going on. So we went on the road and did two sets all around the country. We'd play one total acoustic set, and then we'd leave stage and plug everything in and come back out and play the electric set. So it actually got even more complicated.
Was it fun, though?
It was fun and exhausting and fun.
So was there anything new that you discovered about the songs when you kind of stripped them down like that?
Yeah, I think it just kind of revealed, it took away a certain veil as far as by not having the computers or the electronics and things like that. There was a real feeling of transparency and intimacy that we don't normally get to experience. And really connected us as musicians and as band members and friends, family, that we sometimes don't get when we're all plugged in.
Now, you mentioned that you guys are in Viroqua, Wisconsin now, you and Connie and your family now. That's where Earthology is. So is everybody else still kind of scattered a little bit, and they just kind of converge there when it's time to work on stuff?
Yeah, most of the rest of the band is up in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Sean lives in Viroqua, too. And, we've got the studio down there, so we're working on this new album. The band will come down and spend a couple of days at a time, and we just kind of hunker down.
It must be nice for you know, the band, you guys in the band, to actually have this place to get away to. Craig, you live there all the time, so it's not like a getaway for you, mm-hmm. but to get out of the city and go up there.
Yeah, it
Sarah's
feels like
nodding.
It's a little escape for all of us from our real lives and our day-to-day grind to go down there and relax, yet also work hard at the same time and just connect with each other, too.
Well, and that's one thing about this band is that it almost seems like a family in a way, you know. But you brought somebody new into the family a little over a year ago, Jeremy, who's the drummer, mm-hmm. And you announced you were doing auditions for a new drummer, So how did that go? How does it, you know, I can't ask Jeremy because he doesn't have a microphone. I want to ask what it's like to kind of enter this world with these people. And not all of you have been together forever, but many years, some of you.
Give him the mic.
Give him the mic. Well, actually, or unless you want to talk for him. What was it like, Jeremy, entering Cloud Cult?
Entering Cloud Cult?
Yeah.
Well, I am a drummer as for like my profession. So I was playing with a country group before, and I was playing every week, every weekend around the tri-state area, and I have been a fan of Cloud Cult for a few years, and I just saw the ad on their Facebook, and it was something I had to go for. I wanted to travel, you know, across the country, and they've given me that opportunity. It's just been amazing. It's been really cool to be a part of something where the group writes their own songs, and it's fun to be a part of that and in the studio with Craig and everybody else. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're fitting right in.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, so you had mentioned, Craig, that you have a new album in the works, but the most recent thing that you guys have been doing is you're doing this video project called Stories from the Road. Mm-hmm. And what intrigued me about that is because one thing that I've always wondered about you, because, you know, a lot of the foundation of the band is your backstory of you and Connie lost your son, Caden, when he was two, unexpectedly, and what you went through after that and how you came back together and now you have a family. And so it's both a very difficult but also a very inspirational story because, you know, things came out of it. Yeah. And so I always wondered, I know that you and your songs and stuff, people feel that connection with you and bring their pain and their things to you. And I thought that must be kind of overwhelming after a while. But you found a way to kind of turn that into some more inspiration. Do you want to talk about this video series a little bit? And what is that like, having so many people wanting to connect with you about those things?
Overall, I feel really honored by it. And it's been that way for a few years now. Early on, the albums were really kind of focused on that grieving process. So the songs were very much written in a self-medication kind of way, trying to figure out how to work through that whole, all the different stages of grief. And so that's what the music was personal medicine. And for other people, I guess, that had similar kinds of losses, they ended up really relating to that, and I hadn't expected that. And it kind of grew out of that, continued to go to now, where we feel like we've got our colony out there, I guess, of, you know, really, really good people with amazing stories and amazing souls, and who are doing phenomenal things with their lives. And I think all of us feel overall empowered and inspired by all those stories and all those people. You know, you tune into the nightly news and it's always negative story after negative story, and you start to really wonder what's up with humanity. But when you turn that off and really get to know people, a stranger walking down the hall, if you really knew their stories, I think most of the time we'd be surprised and blown away and inspired by the fact that there's so much beauty and so much light all around us. And so that was kind of the whole idea with Stories from the Road, is the feeling that we're always the ones that are being interviewed, and we're always the ones that are stepping up there on stage and are in the limelight. And there's just a lot of nights where we go up on stage and we are performing for somebody's really powerful story that's out in the audience that we learned about prior to the show. So we'll talk about those different kinds of stories before we go on stage and really get focused as a group on the big picture and the importance of why we're doing this. And I think it gets us in the headspace of not being self-centered in an occupation that can be a very self-centered kind of occupation. And trying to just continue that constant reminder of humility right here, and recognizing that a lot of the magic that we're feeling on stage is coming from all those beautiful people and all their beautiful stories.
And there's two of them so far, and one of them. And one thing I thought was interesting was both of them kind of have examples of how the band's music was part of the story a little bit. You know, how that person was connected with the band in a way. The first man had a fall while hiking and was kind of... why don't you tell a story? I'm talking too much. Will you tell the story of the first one?
I
think his name is Sean, right?
Spencer.
Oh, Spencer. I knew it started with S, yes.
Yeah, we met him out in Colorado a few years ago. He came to a show and he was going through physical rehab at the time, and it was his first night out, his first time to go out to a concert since the accident happened. And what happened prior to that is he had been out hiking with some friends and in Colorado, and they kind of lost their way, and he took a really bad fall and crushed his skull up really bad. They had to fly him out of there and get him to the hospital. But basically all the doctors said that people around there that go through those kinds of falls don't survive. And so they kind of equipped his wife with that story and, you know, just said that his chances were pretty slim. And he had a couple of young daughters too. And but he hung on and he pulled his way through, and I guess the Cloud Cult connection in that particular story is that him and his girls were really enjoyed one of the songs that we do that's called Transistor Radio that I think we'll do later in this today. But it was he just can't, for us, he can't help but feel really honored and inspired by it. But before he was able to really talk or even remember his daughter's names, he sang the entire Transistor Radio song front to back, and that was when his daughters knew that he was going to be okay. And his just whole take on it is absolutely amazing. Of when you hear, if you watch the episode, which you can find on our website, cloudcult.com, but he kind of ends it all with talking about how every single day for him is a bonus, that there's really no reason that he should have made it through, but it's this recognition of how special our time is here.
Yeah, great stories. And there's another one so far. How many are there going to be, or do you know?
There's a total of four right now, and they were put together by Jeff D. Johnson, our sound engineer and tour manager, too.
Who's helping right now with the sound. Thank you so much, Jeff.
He produced and directed them and did just an absolutely amazing job. He'd send us over the drafts, and Connie and I would watch them and weep and just recognize his brilliance.
That was my morning, like prepping for this and crying my eyes out. It was very, they're very moving, moving. And it must just feel wonderful to have your music be a small part of touching these people.
Yeah, it's a big honor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
We'll pick it up. We're going to do a song called Meet Me Where You're Going.
Meet me where you're going, 'cause I want to be going where you are. Teach me what you're knowing, 'cause I wanna be knowing who you are. Run away with me, yeah, let's get married. Will you be the rest of my life? Every day with you I say I do, and it means so much more each time. I love you and I won't leave you alone. Will you be my home now? And I'll be your own. Pray God protect us, pray God for guidance, make us selfless and rich in soul. 'Cause when we grow old, love, I'll just love you more, love, through the sunshine and through the cold. I'm not afraid, come fire, come rain, with you here by my side. I found boundless love for you, and I lost my foolish pride. And I love you. Won't leave you alone. Will you be my home now? And I'll be your own. Thank you for patience. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for spending this time with me. Meet me where you're going, 'cause I wanna be going wherever you'll be. Run away with me, let's get married. Will you be the rest of my life? Every day with you I say I do, so much more each time. And I love you and I won't leave. Will you And I love you and how will leave you alone. Will you be my home now? And I'll be your home.
That's Cloud Cult live from Studio A. Meet me where you're going. Well, Craig, you mentioned you're working on some new stuff and kind of a big, exciting project. I kind of feel like, you know, I watched the documentary about the band. No One Said It Would Be Easy, which was done a while ago, 2009, right? But I think I got the idea that you're just one of those people, your brain is going all the time. Is that accurate? Or like you're thinking of new ideas and new creative things?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole music industry is really changing and morphing a lot. And you've got to, we have to stay creative and come up with new ideas and new approaches. And this is our 10th album. So in order to keep things fresh, we have to keep upping our game. So yeah, it's an album and a full, feature length fiction film. So the album, turned out to be kind of a narrative and, we've had a couple of albums in the past that have been concept album storyline kind of, but we've never had the budget or capability of doing a film with it. And this one we are, and we got a couple of pretty well-known Hollywood actors that we're really excited to announce soon. And it's a big project. And Jeff, who did Stories from the Road, is also directing the film on it too, so we're keeping the work in the family. And it's been a new kind of approach too, because the band will come down and stay in the studio, and we've just kind of been chipping away at it a little bit at a time for as a full band, like a year now. So we're pretty excited to start unveiling stuff. We're actually going to do a couple of new songs tonight down at the Bayfront too. So test it out and see how the Duluth audience likes it, since this is the city where Cloud Cult was born.
Well, that's wonderful. Looking forward to hear those. And what's the timeline on that, the album? Now, I was reading that you're planning on maybe releasing a song a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first single is going to come out October 12th. And then since it's a storyline, we're going to release one video each month that kind of tells, that starts at the beginning of the album. And gradually tells this story. So by February, we'll release the full album, and the full storyline will come out at that point, and that's when we'll do the national touring from February into May.
All right. So you've got the next chunk of your life planned out pretty well, it sounds like.
And we end up planning further and further and ahead all the time.
Well, really looking forward to those new tunes. But right now, why don't we revisit? You said you were going to do Transistor Radio that we talked about.
Yeah. This is a song written for my grandpa and written back in the day. Cloud Cult started here in Duluth, and our Earthology record started in Duluth, and we moved a little bit south of here and built a recording studio there, and this song was born on that little farmstead. Maybe I'll start that over again. My legs are starting to fall asleep. I heard Grandpa on my transistor radio. He tuned his bones 20 years ago. And he said, kid, there's something that I'd like to show you. Get your things, it's time for us to go. So I grabbed my backpack and my flashlight and a bag of caramel corn. I got my bicycle and the radio, and I had it on the road. I said, I'm ready for what I'm about to see. Yep. We headed north till rain had turned to snow. Rusty towns and dusty gravel road. And
I said, Grandpa, where is this thing you wanted to show me? He said, kid, got a long way to go. So I went through canyons, caves, and catacombs. I sailed on bicycle boats. I slept in chapels and brothels. I met the nicest folks. I said, I'm ready for what I'm about to see. Yep. I heard Grandpa on my transistor radio. He said, kid, it's time for me to go. And I know that there was something that I wanted to show you, but it's time for you to find it on your own. Let me tell you about rage. Chris Signal died that day. There's nothing out there, and I don't care if they take my life away. I'm not ready, and I don't want to see. It's been years since I've heard my transistor radio. Yet I keep going to where it seems I'm meant to go. And I finally realized what he wanted to show me. Where I've been and where I am is the show. Where I've been and where I am is the show.
Is Cloud Cult live from Studio A and Transistor Radio. And so three from the past that we heard here today live from Studio A, but if you go to the show tonight, you'll hear some new stuff from the forthcoming album, so that will be exciting. I just want to touch on one more thing, Craig. You've always been an environmentalist, and you've tried to, you know, you're in a touring band that you have to burn fossil fuels to do what you do, but you try to have as small a carbon footprint as possible. How are you doing that these days? How do you make that work for you?
Well, it's a constantly evolving process. We are finally completely solar at Earthology Records down in Viroqua. We got a solar array put up a couple of years ago. So everything down there now is powered by the solar. When we're on the road, then we figure out how much energy we use, not only on stage, but in the hotel rooms and in general, and we pay to have that much generated by wind power on native reservations and pumped back into the grid, kind of looking at the grid as a battery kind of thing. And and then we also figure out how much carbon we generate on the road with our vehicles and with planes and those types of things. And And we plant enough trees to, well, we figure out how many trees we would need to plant to absorb all that. We multiply it times four so that those trees that die continue to absorb the CO2. And everything that we do, all of our products are made from either 100% post-consumer organic or post-consumer recycled or organic. And we're finally going to get to release albums on vinyl because we finally have a company that does a reclaimed vinyl, and that's been something we've really wanted to do for a while. So, well, this next album will actually be our first one that will also be coming out on vinyl.
On reclaimed vinyl, yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, vinyl's been a tough one. You know, there's been a lot of pressure to release the records on vinyl, but vinyl is polyvinyl chloride, and when you manufacture polyvinyl chloride, it creates a substance known as dioxin, and dioxin is one of the most potent carcinogens out there. So that goes into the waterways and creates all sorts of cancer. And that's not a great way of making a living. I don't really want to be remembered as making stuff like that. So we have been trying to figure out for a long time how we could do it and if there's a way that we could work with companies to do that, and that hasn't come into fruition. But there is a company out of Brooklyn now that is reclaiming vinyl and making records out of it. So we are going to be using them and thanking them for their great work.
Well, and wonderful, because there's so much of that out there, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. You go to a garage sale or something, and there's just all of this stuff that could be better, mm-hmm. better repurposed. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have other bands come up to you and say, hey, how can we be more, you know, earth-friendly or...
Yeah, it used to be more so, because we did manufacturing for other bands. So when we were first doing CDs, we would get, we would have reused jewel cases donated to us, just cause there's no way to recycle those. So, people would ship their boxes of jewel cases to us from all over the country, and we'd hand clean those and do 100% post-consumer inserts inside of that. And we had enough of the cases that bands would come to us and manufacture through us. And you know, there'll be bands that come and ask for tips on how to minimize your impact on the road and whatnot. But the nice thing is that the environmental movement has really grown to a spot that information is really readily available everywhere now. So, yeah, so there's a lot of bands doing great work with that.
Oh, that's great. Well, again, Cloud Cult playing tonight at Bayfront Park for the MCCU Twin Ports Bridge Festival, and you guys take the stage at 9 o'clock. And then they are playing again next week at the Big Top Chautauqua.
Yeah, and that the set tonight and the set next week are totally different sets, so if you want to see both, you'll get to see lots of different music.
I made an excited face for that. Yay, wonderful. Thank you so much. That is Craig Minowa, along with Shannon, Sean, Sarah, Daniel, and Jeremy. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with audio help from Jeff Johnson. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.